By the way, I read it before.
Is the chief joining us today during session?
That's why I'm just sitting around.
I know. Well, I'd start to.
Morning.
We have people asking reading it.
I do actually read it every time.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 25th. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 18 of our agenda. Congresswoman Shaw, will you please say our morning prayer?
Thank you. I'll be happy to. Please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day and thank you for everything that you continue to do for us, Lord. Please protect and keep our children and our elders and take care of those families that are in mourning. And also please protect our service men and women. Lord, help us as we move through this day. We have a busy day, and help us to do the best that we can for the Osage Nation. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman
Present.
Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Somebody else look at this, but reports of select committees, I think 2384 is reported twice there.
Thank you. We'll make that change.
Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Motion to approve the minutes dated September 22nd, 2023 as presented. Well, as amended.
As amended. Thank you. Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. Everybody get comfortable. I'd like to report ONCA 2333, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,200,000 to the executive branch for site construction at the Wajaji National Cemetery and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Hamilton, co-sponsors Speaker Goodfox, Congressman Bighorse, Keen, Congresswoman Lemon, Congressman Maker, Congressman Potts, Congresswoman Redcorn, Congresswoman Rivard, Shaw, Stabler, and Congressman Tillman. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Keen, and Hamilton. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-57, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $235,000 to the executive branch for the purchase of an ambulance for the Scheidler, Oklahoma Volunteer Ambulance Service and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Bighorse, and Hamilton. Next bill was bill number ONCA 23-83, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $20,580,517 in tribal and non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-84, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the fiscal year 24 appropriations bill and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Keene, and Hamilton. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-85, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $58,077,313 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-86, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $6 million to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Keene, and Hamilton. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-88, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the coin-appointed Special Advocates of Osage and Pawnee Counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and community and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Bighorse, and Hamilton. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-90, an act to amend 26 ONC 13-103 of the Osage Retained Revenue Fund to put a portion of the annual unobligated funds in the permanent fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Maker. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-91, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $3,228,256 to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territory boundaries of the Osage Nation and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Maker with co-sponsors Potts, Bighorse, Congresswoman Goodfox, Congressman Hamilton, Keene, Congresswoman Lemon, Congresswoman Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Stabler, and Congressman Tillman. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-100, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pusca Village Committee funds in the amount of $664,700 for fiscal year 24 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Bighorse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was bill number ONCA 23-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Big Horse Hamilton and Keene. Next up was Bill number 23-104, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $533,410 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Big Horse Hamilton and Keene. Next up was Bill number ONCA 23-106, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $887,072 and establish an alternate effective date. I'm going to take a water break. Hang on. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action due passes properly engrossed. 3 yes votes from Big Horse Hamilton and Keene. Finally, we had Bill number ONCA 23-108, an act to provide an appropriation to the CC Apata in the amount of $33,260,426 in tribal and non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene, and thank you to Rules and Ethics, and a little shout out to Congresswoman Lemon, who helped them all afternoon on Friday. Appreciate you. We are still on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
I don't have any of my reports, so hold on a sec.
Speaker, I'll entertain a brief recess to the call of the chair.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We're in a brief recess.